2024 was another year of overtourism in the islands of Aegean Sea, as it was 2023, and 2022, and so on. Sustainable Cyclades is a journalistic project that delves into this crisis and its consequences to a very popular summer destination in Greece. It was co-founded by journalist Yannis Paleologos, who shared his insights and possible solutions in IMET's International Journalism Forum. And then he joined the forum's pop-up newsroom talking about them with Lilian De Brouwer, a student at Padion University.
So I would like to start with a more personal question. Can you tell me what inspired you to start working on this project?
So along with my main collaborators, we all have a connection to these islands in different ways. And we were all watching, especially in recent years, as they were being transformed before our eyes. There was a very strong surge of arrivals. There was also, for the first time at this level, very strong investor developer interest. A number of real estate and tourist development mega projects were approved. We could see that if this went on like this, and it is going on like this, very soon the Cyclades would be unrecognizable. And we also saw that from a journalistic point of view, it was an area that was covered, you know, by travel magazines, essentially the positive aspects. Local media have either died out or been co-opted, so you rarely get strong independent reporting from there. So there was a real gap there we thought we could try to fill.
So reporting on complex local matters while providing detailed context must be tricky. So I wanted to ask you, how do you handle the gaps in a story?
Yes, it is quite tricky because essentially you are coming from the outside, from Athens, to these small communities which have, I mean, they're doing well economically, obviously, because of the tourist wave, but this has also meant various kinds of dislocation. And the locals are often quite suspicious of your motives, who you represent, what's your approach, are you coming to block them from developing, are you coming and secretly representing some major interest. You know, there's a lot of suspicion in Greece in general, it's a low-trust society. So we thought it was very important that we try to learn the lay of the land. We visited our five main islands of interest before starting reporting, and we've tried throughout the project to be in touch with and to be on speaking terms with all the key players on the main island so that we can have, to the extent possible, an objective reading of a story and to know whether, you know, X development is really a terrible, scandalous idea or whether it's just being called a terrible, scandalous idea by the guy next door who doesn't want his own project to be undermined. It is quite tricky, I agree, but good journalism is always tricky.
Did your research influence how you approach traveling?
Actually, yes. I mean, and we, with a colleague, we actually wrote a little story about that for a magazine in June, something like an ethical guide to traveling in the Cyclades. You know, I'm not an extremist on these issues. I'm not a purist, but it's obviously good to be aware of the, I mean, if you're aware of the water supply constraints on an island, you will likely be a bit more careful with your personal behavior, you know, the shower, don't leave the water running. And if everyone is aware in this way, they can collectively contribute to helping alleviate the problem. The real solution, of course, cannot come through the personal lifestyle decisions of individuals, but it has to come from collective action from the communities themselves, but also from the center, from Athens.
So, Santorini and Mykonos attract far more tourists than other Cycladic spots, but many of the smaller islands don't have the infrastructure to handle large crowds. Could travel media play a role in rebalancing the flow of visitors by changing the narrative?
Look, I think good travel writing should be aware of these things and should help highlight the problems and the challenges that a destination faces, you know. And it, interestingly, this year, this summer, the concept of overtourism became much more mainstream, and we saw a lot more critical writing about various Mediterranean destinations, including the Cyclades, and that, you know, that is a good thing. And I say that aware of the fact that there are many people who criticize those who talk about over-tourism, because they say, look, Greece depends on tourism. If you talk about the problems, you make Greek tourism less attractive and you undermine our ability to grow and to recover, etc. But I think that's a false, a mistaken criticism, because in reality, if as seems to be happening now, there is an approach on the islands where, you know, they're moving more and more towards high-end tourists, they're charging double and triple what they used to charge, and they're trying to make as much money as possible in as short a time as possible, I think they will soon find, and I think this year already they're finding, that this is, first of all, it's definitely alienating Greek tourists, who will always be here. And secondly, you know, for high-end tourists who have many other options nearby, you know, they're not just going to, no one is going to force them to come to Greece. So they're undermining their own product with this approach. And also, long-term, you know, the more an island becomes overbuilt, the more it loses touch with its traditions and its slow way of life. You know, we used to go to the Cyclades and we wouldn't even book a room before we went. It was unthinkable to reserve at a restaurant, a taverna. We didn't have restaurants. And now that's, in many islands, that's impossible to do. So as this changes, their uniqueness as a tourist destination will be lost. And so long term, they will lose those tourists as well who come there to experience the Cyclades, not just as a beautiful beach with sunbeds, which they can find anywhere in the world, but as a culture.
It's a self-destruction mode, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, they're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs. And in that sense, sustainable tourism means that it's not just sustainable from the point of view of the environment, it's sustainable from the point of view of tourism as well.
Mixed and sound design by Aris Athanasopoulos. For more audio content by IMED, visit podcast.imed.org.